Well, welcome everyone to our midweek podcast, an opportunity to feed on God's word and to pray together as well. I'm going to pray. Father, we ask that as we read your word now, that we would meet with you, the living God, and we ask that you would change us in ways that are good for us and glorifying to you. Amen. Right, I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 25. Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labour or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendour was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'What shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Well, I don't think this passage has ever felt more relevant. Jesus' words here have challenged me many times when I've been worried about different things in my life. But there's always been a part of my mind saying, well, at least you don't have to worry about getting hold of food. And yet, to some degree, that has become a concern for many. Witness the panic buying all around us. Now, of course, we are still very blessed living where we do. We may not be able to get our favourites, but there is food out there. But many of us are feeling deep anxiety and uncertainty about things we completely took for granted until just a few weeks ago. Our jobs, our income, our children's education, our holidays, our plans, our health, and yes, even our food. And then we have the added anxiety about just not knowing when any of this will change. It feels like we have every reason to worry. And so Jesus' words here come to us with real power as he tells us at the start and the end of this passage, do not worry. If you think about it, Jesus must have particular authority to tell us not to worry when there seems to be so much to worry about. He must know something that we don't know or that we easily forget. And that thing is that we have a heavenly Father who knows us and loves us and is fully committed to us. We have a heavenly Father. This isn't something Jesus simply tells us about. It's a relationship he has always enjoyed from all eternity. He, the Son, has known his Father's love. Recently, on the youth weekend away, we were hearing about this and hearing how the Son lived under the Niagara Falls of the Father's love in eternity. But now, to all who follow him, Jesus says his Father is our Father, and he shows us the same love. And so Jesus says to us today, do not worry. He says, you can see your Father's hand and the way that he provides if you just look around you. This is a good time to do this when you take your once-a-day exercise. See the birds that God is feeding. See the spring flowers that he sustains in their beauty. If God can provide for the birds and flowers, surely he will provide for us, his beloved children. I wonder if you know this poem. Said the robin to the sparrow, I should really like to know why these anxious human beings rush about and worry so. Said the sparrow to the robin, Friend, I think that it must be that they have no heavenly father, such as cares for you and me. Jesus is saying, don't act like someone who doesn't know God, as the pagans do, verse 32. Knowing that we have a heavenly father means we should be different. We should be different. The world at the moment is desperately searching for hand sanitizer, pasta and loo roll. Verse 33, Jesus says, we should be desperately seeking God's kingdom and his righteousness. Those should be our priorities. And then we should trust him to provide for what we need. So at this time, let's not worry. Instead, let's look to our Heavenly Father, which means as worries arise, we should pray, we should turn to him. Sophie and I this week were reading a book about prayer, and it talked about how, well, just at the end of the day, you pick up your toys and put them back in the toy box. So as we see our worries, we should pick them up and place them each in God's hands. Do not worry, but turn instead to your Heavenly Father. Well, we're going to do that now. I'm going to lead us in some prayers. The last one, the collect, is included in the email. Let's pray. Father, we praise you that you know all of our needs and that you are more than able to provide for us. Yet we confess that so often we act as if you don't care for us, or as though our lives are in our own hands and it's up to us to solve everything. Please forgive us our foolishness and our self-sufficiency. We thank you that through Jesus you have adopted us as your beloved children. Thank you that just as he has always known your fatherly love, so can we. And so, Father, we ask you at this time to help us not to worry, but instead to pray, to entrust our lives to you. And please would our highest concern be for your kingdom and your glory. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We pray for Glenys Goulston in Hong Kong, who's sent her recent prayer letter. Father, we thank you for sustaining Glenys through the last 2 months and for the opportunity she's had to read and to do more Cantonese language study. We pray these things would really feed her ministry to others. We pray with her for the dozen or so OMF colleagues who have returned to China and will be in quarantine for 2 weeks. Please would you protect them and please use them in this time. Would they be salt and light during this strange time? And we pray for Glenys that as she, like many of us, has increased contact with family, that you would grant her good gospel opportunities. We commit Glenys to you today in Jesus' name. Amen. And Father, we pray for this situation that we are facing again. We ask, Father, you would have mercy on us and on our world. Please bring an end to this pandemic. Please grant wisdom to the leaders of nations. Please prosper the efforts of medics and public health authorities and scientific researchers. And in all this, we pray that your church would be able to demonstrate the love of Jesus and proclaim the gospel of Jesus to a world that has no hope in the face of death. May the risen Jesus be exalted, and may many find new life in him. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And finally, the special prayer, the collect for the fifth Sunday of Lent. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son Jesus Christ delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Well, thank you for joining together in this time. Praying that you have a good week. Do please drop us a line if there are particular things we can be praying for, or if you have particular needs. And we will look forward to telling you more about our arrangements for this coming Sunday. We'll send out more details on Friday.